Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Walk by Richard Paul Evans. Read by the author.
Prologue. Dear Alan, as you write the story of your walk, I offer you some writing advice from one of your favorite authors, Lewis Carroll. Begin at the beginning and go on till you come to the end, then stop. Alan Christopherson's Diary. My name is Alan Christopherson. You don't know me. Just another book in the library, my father would say, unopened and unread. You have no idea how far I've come or what I've lost. More important, you have no idea what I've found. I'm no one important or famous. No matter. It is better to be loved by one person who knows your soul than millions who don't even know your phone number. I have loved and been loved as deeply as a man can hope for, which makes me a lucky man. It also means that I have suffered. Life has taught me that to fly, you must first accept the possibility of falling. I don't know if anyone will ever read what I'm writing, but if you are holding this book, then you have found my story. You are now my fellow sojourner. If you find something in my journey that will help you with yours, keep it. Some might call this a love story. Those without love will call it a travelogue. To me, it is one man's journey to find hope. There are things that happened to me that you might not believe. There are lessons learned that you might not be ready for. No matter. Accept or dismiss what you will, but let me warn you in advance, which is more than I got, that what you read won't be easy. But it's a story worth telling. It's the story of my walk. Chapter 1. Above all, do not lose your desire to walk. I know of no thought so burdensome that one cannot walk away from it. Kierkegaard. Alan Christopherson's Diary. According to legend, once the sand of Key West is in your shoes, you cannot go back from whence you came. It is true for me. I'm alone on the beach watching the blood-red sun baptized in the Gulf of Mexico, and there is no returning to what I left behind. The air is saturated with the smells of salt water and kelp and the sounds of breaking waves and screeching seagulls. Some part of me wonders if this might be a dream and hopes I'll wake in bed and find that I'm still in Seattle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?